Thanks for kidnapping me. This is so me. It just is. And the part that's super me is the part where she talks about how they started their relationship. Because she got so jealous because he was flirting with other women. And then she kind of lashed out in a way because she couldn't control her jealousy. And she kind of took it out on him and got a little mad at him, maybe. But, you know, he kind of found it hot because she was so possessive of him and wanted him all to herself. So he got over that quickly. So it was okay. Obviously, he was okay with it. He ended up kidnapping her too. So he's pretty possessive over her as well. And he wants her all to himself. And yet she has a family and she's married. And you know what though? With kids and like having that kind of life, it's sometimes you need a break. And if you haven't had a break in a long time, I think that can happen where you can be like, I need a month off. So I'm going to fake my own kidnapping. Who hasn't fantasized about it? Come on. So yeah, she actually gets to do it. And you know, he's from another country, so he can't even stay permanently, maybe. This is just kind of like a vacation for them, like a month-long vacation. And he's got to go back to Canada and she's got to go back to her life. But I think a month-long vacation is going to help a lot. No stresses. Everything just being easy and fun. Easy breezy. And lots of sex. Every day. And fuck fests. I mean, that is the perfect vacation, right? Pretty much it's like heaven. Getting to spend a month in heaven. So this is supposed to be like just utopia, kind of. Except that it's still real life. So you still have to deal with things like depression, which can sneak up on you at any time, no matter how good things are going. And that's just a fact of life, you know? And so they still have to deal with that. But, you know, they're there to support each other. And I like the really playful vibe in this. Because it is fun. Even though, you know, there's a depressing topic, like depression, you know, but it's dealt with in a really uplifting way. And you know what? Sex and orgasms, that all helps with depression. I mean, get that serotonin, you know? So, yeah, I really like this fantasy, honestly. This is something I've fantasized about many, many times. Just getting away from life, you know? Getting rid of all the responsibilities and just getting to just, you know, easy breezy. Just having things be as easy as possible with no stressors.